electric aggregation. Do we know how many different communities are voting on this issue this fall?
It's approximately 220 that are voting on it now, and we've already had about 250 that have passed it over the last few years. But yeah, we've got another more than 200 that are going to vote on it this year.
And do we know, is it a good thing, a bad thing? Is it too soon to say?
Well, I think it's one of those things that you'll continue to evaluate as time goes on. I think what you can say right now is that at least in the you know first stages of this, that it's saved consumers a lot of money so far. But you know, obviously, as time goes on and the markets change a little bit and the prices of the alternative suppliers change. We'll have to keep evaluating it as time goes on. But so far, the results have been pretty positive for consumers.
You say so far. How much data do we have? This is still fairly new, isn't it?
It's fairly new. It's come though in kind of in waves. You know, as these referenda have passed at different election cycles, we've seen municipalities or other units of local government sign up with alternative suppliers, and we've seen the prices that they've been paying, that their customers are paying, drop. You know, somewhere from in the 20% range all the way up. There's a couple that we've seen that have been more than 40% lower than what they were paying before. So, but as you're saying, as we get more communities doing this and we get more data, and really the interesting thing will be as time goes on and we see kind of. You know, because these communities are all going through their first contract now with an alternative supplier. Let's see what happens when we get into the second contracts and down the road. But so far, it's been very positive.
Are many of these communities hiring someone to help them with this process?
Yes, there are a number of communities, and I don't have that exact figure because that's not something they have to provide to us. But there are a number of communities that are hiring consultants to help them through the process for a couple of reasons. One is just to work their way through the process that's required by the law, but also to help advise them on what should be in their RFP and the request for proposals that goes out to have companies respond to. What are things that should be in the contracts? Those are those things. I don't know if that'll continue as time goes on. Having been a municipal attorney for quite a few years in my career, I know that once cities or counties have gone through this process one time, the next time around maybe they'll think they can do it themselves. But for the most part, a lot of communities have been using consultants this time through.
Does that negate some of the savings for consumers, or is that a fairly small cost for a consultant?
It depends. The cost of that varies by consultant based on how big the community is. Obviously, in a community where you've got 150,000 people, there's a lot more work to be done than there is in a community of 5,000 people. And so it's going to vary based on who the consultant is and based on the community and the nature of the work that's there. But, yeah, I mean, those are part of the savings that could go to consumers. But, again, if they make a mistake, if the community makes a mistake and gets something wrong, then there's a cost for that as well.
The communities that have electric aggregation, what sort of information do they need to provide to the Illinois Commerce Commission?
Well, they will let us know. We have alternative suppliers who are registered through us. They have to have that certification in order to provide the service in the state. And then our consumer division will check on a fairly regular basis and see, what are the results of these elections, what's happening with them. We don't regulate the generation portion of the bill. And so, getting particular contracts or particular information on a specific contract we want to try to compile as best we can, but it's not things that they're required to provide to us.
For voters heading to the polls, what would you tell them are the pros of electric aggregation?
Well, the idea behind electric aggregation is the theory that as in other consumer purchases, that if you can combine your purchasing power with others, that theoretically you should be able to get a better rate for it. That's been the case, again, as we talked about earlier, with fairly limited data so far, but that certainly seems to have been the case. The other pros of aggregation is that if you don't want to do that, if you're in a community that elects to have aggregation, but you as an individual don't want to do that, you can opt out of that process. And so you're not tied to whatever company the city leaders have chosen for you. So that's a positive as well. And it really just gives consumers one more choice. You as an individual consumer can choose right now a different provider if you want to, provided that you're not in a municipality that does their own electricity, or you're not in a co-op. But for those in Ameren or ComEd service territory, you can already choose your own provider. This just gives you one more option of another price point that's out there, and this one bought in conjunction with a lot of other residents that may theoretically drive the price down.
What would you consider to be the cons?
Well, what we've seen so far from a con side is more the information that's out there. It's obviously a very complicated subject and can be a confusing subject. I mean, people have been buying their electricity pretty much the same way through the same companies forever, right? So anytime you change something like that, it creates a lot of questions. So what some of the things that people raise questions about are, well, I don't want to change because if I'm in ComEd or I'm in Ameren's territory, they'll be upset if we change providers. And so when the lights go out, then they won't come and fix them, which of course isn't the case. But, you know, it's those kinds of questions that you want to try to get as much information out as you can. The other thing that we tell people all the time, whether it's with respect to aggregation or whether it's respect to just consumer choice in choosing your own electric supplier, is find out as much information as you can about what the terms of the agreement are. How long does it last? Is there a fee if I choose to opt out of it later on, or I choose to get out of the contract before the end of the 2-year period, for example, or however long the prices are guaranteed? You should know that information. You should also find out some of them are tied to other the prices are tied to other factors. So, you know, rather than just a flat rate, here's what we're going to charge you per kilowatt hour, it may be tied to what ComEd is charging or what Ameren is charging. So all of that information, the biggest thing that we're battling right now, just in choice or in aggregation, is trying to get as much information out to people as we can. We've got a lot of information on our website, which is at pluginillinois.org, and people can find lots of information out there about, you know, what is the price that people are trying to beat right now, if you're in ComEd or in Ameren territory? Who are the authorized suppliers of electricity? So trying to get as much of this kind of frequently asked questions, a lot of what we're talking about today, trying to get that information out on the website so people can take advantage of it. You know, I just personally believe that you know, as a consumer myself, as you are, as we all are, you know, having more choices can be a really good thing, but those old choices only work best when we've got as much information as we can gather about them.
How many different companies are out there offering electricity now?
There's a couple dozen different companies that are out there in Illinois right now providing services, and so you know, a lot of people will have interest in other things. Some people will be interested in having power supplied that comes from renewable resources, for example. And there are companies that will offer those kind of like green options to customers. And then lots of different prices that are out there as well. But yeah, there are Illinois. In talking to colleagues of mine from other states, we really have quite a wide selection of people who are coming here to participate. I think in part because so many customers here to choose from too.
Are these all independent companies? Are any of them spinoffs of Ameren or ComEd or any large utility?
Ameren and ComEd each have their own providers, and now ComEd, having merged with Constellation, their alternative supplier is part of that as well. So yeah, each of them have their own, but for the most part, they're independent companies, and a lot of them are operating in lots of different states too. So we've got, some data from other states as to how these companies have performed other places.
All right. Do you anticipate in future elections we'll be seeing more and more communities putting this on the ballot?
I think so. We saw it started fairly small, and we saw just relatively a small handful of communities that put it on at first, and then when other communities saw what the prices are that were being negotiated with the between the cities and the alternative suppliers, then you saw a lot more come in after that, and then more still coming in, and another, as we said, another large batch coming in this time, including Chicago, which obviously is huge, and Chicago will have this on the ballot in November as well. So still trying to figure out if they're going to do one contract for the whole city or split it up. We haven't seen their RFP yet, but that'll be a fascinating one to watch as well. But yeah, I think more and more communities will try to at least give the voters the opportunity to say if that's something they want to have in their community. And as you know, I used to be a mayor one time, and the opportunity to do something where you can, at least from what we've seen so far, where you have the opportunity to save ratepayers some money, that's something a lot of these municipalities are going to want to jump on.
Where did you serve as mayor?
Rockford.
Oh, a big town.
Yeah. I was an attorney there for about a city attorney for about 10 years, and then I was 6 years in the legislature, and then came back as mayor for 4 years.
Okay. Hey, anything you want to add about electric aggregation?
I don't think so. I would just hit the website one more time, pluginillinois.org. I think that's a great place for people to find out a lot of information and get a lot of questions answered. And then obviously, if they've got other questions, they can always call the ICC as well.